AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. Democrats are analyzing Arizona Senator Kyrsten Sinema's decision to switch from the Democratic Party to independent. Jackie Quinn has a closer look.
The announcement came in a videotaped message to her constituents.
Showing up to work with the title of independent is a reflection of who I've always been. And it's a reflection of who Arizona is.
In an op-ed, she criticized the partisan politics in Washington. At the White House, press secretary Karine Jean-Pierre says Democrats will still have enough votes in the Senate, and they're not concerned about the switch.
She has voted with the president 93% of the time because she has worked with us on key priorities.
Sinema has said she won't caucus with Republicans. This move could impact her re-election bid in 2024 if Sinema seeks re-election. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
Brittany Griner is back on U.S. soil nearly 10 months after being detained in Russia, swapped for arms dealer Victor Boot. Sagar Magani reports another American, Paul Whelan, remains in a Russian jail.
National Security Council spokesman John Kirby says the Russians are treating Whelan's case differently than Griner's. She was charged with drug crimes. He faced espionage charges.
In the Russian mind, that makes him different.
U.S. officials have said they do not see an immediate path toward his release.
Russian opposition figure Ilya Yashin has been sentenced to 8.5 years in prison, convicted on charges stemming from his criticism of the Kremlin's actions in Ukraine. In U.S. economic news, the government reports wholesale prices in November were up 7.4% from a year earlier, a fifth straight slowdown. On Wall Street, stocks closed out a down week with more losses. And in the World Cup quarterfinals, Croatia beat Brazil and Argentina knocked out the Netherlands, both matches decided in shootouts. This is AP News. Britain is in the grip of a cost of living crisis, and that's spurring a push to offer children more school meals.
At Hillstone Primary School in Birmingham, head teacher Jason King says this was unheard of.
When I started here 27 years ago, there were no food banks in the area. It wasn't heard of. We didn't know what one was. That's changed.
School lunches are given for free to all younger children in England and to some of the poorest families. Anna Taylor, executive director for the Food Foundation, estimates that there are hundreds of thousands of children in England living in poverty who are not eligible for the free meals.
It's those children that we're really, really worried about.
Whether Britain's government should pay to feed more school children is a hot-button issue in the UK amid a deepening cost-of-living crisis. As inflation soars, increasing numbers of families cannot afford basics after paying skyrocketing energy and food bills. I'm Sarah Naffa.
And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.